Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.
I'm Dr. Laura Murillo, President and CEO of the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce. Here we are again with another Houston legend, and today none other than Rick Bettis. He's going to tell you a little bit about his business and what he does and why the Houston Hispanic Chamber of Commerce has named him as one of our Houston legends. Well, welcome and thanks for being here.
Thank you, Laura, for having me.
Well, it's a special day. We want to thank your parents for bringing into the world. Happy birthday. We've got
thank
to hear
you
on your
much.
Birthday. And so proud of you, University of Houston graduate, one of our entrepreneurs of the year several years ago. So we had it right. We had you pegged years ago. But Rick, you've been a great friend to the chamber, and we're so very proud of you. You know, there's a lot of people who watch and think, you know, one day I want to become an entrepreneur. But I remember some of your stories, just growing up, working in a restaurant, you know, coming from a family that's worked hard. So tell them what you do today, and then we'll talk about how you got here.
All right. Well, telling my story of how I got here.
Yeah.
Well, primarily, I was, you know, my dad and my parents brought me from Mexico City. Mm-hmm. Didn't speak English. Mm-hmm. And came to the United States when I was 8 years old. Mm-hmm. And, you know, lived the American dream. I got an opportunity to go to school, learn, and, you know, what I learned about what the U.S. gave me was an opportunity to dream big.
Yes.
And it's been helping. I looked in the waste and recycling business, mm-hmm. and figured out how people's trash became actually valuable.
Yeah.
And that's what I've been doing for the last 27 years.
But what came into your mind? I mean, you're working one day and you think, trash, I'm going to do something with this. Like,
yes.
What came into your mind at the time? Is it like over the years you kind of were watching this, or?
No, you know what? My brother was working at Merrill Lynch at the time. I was working as a waiter at Outback Steakhouse.
Yes.
And Coca-Cola and Pepsi and all had a major issue. You know, what were they doing with these bottles? They kept going to a landfill.
Okay.
And I flew down to Mexico, saw the opportunity. Mm-hmm. My dad was doing import-export businesses before NAFTA was there. Mm-hmm. And I started going through these books, the Thomas Register books, way before Google.
Yes.
And I was able to find customers like carpet manufacturers that were willing to take it. And mm-hmm. I flew down there, mm-hmm. figured out a way how to capture them. And mm-hmm. that's how we started the company. Then we became the largest recycler of PET bottles in the world.
So that was your first big break, you'd say, in that
business? Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
So I had my first letter of credit. I was making maybe $80 as a waiter. And I got a $50,000 order. So
wow.
Yeah, that changed my life. Yeah,
I bet. And since then, you've never looked back to working in the restaurant business, I guess, huh?
Invested in a couple, didn't turn out too well.
That's okay. And so here you are today. You know, that's a big conversation, right, around the world, at making sure that we're protecting the environment. And you've been able to capitalize on that and really find solutions for everything of the Coca-Colas and restaurants and others. Talk to us about some of your latest ventures.
Well, right now, the main thing for us is circular economy. And so most people don't know what circular economy is, but it's basically, if you look at linear economy, which is where we're used to, is when you manufacture a product, go through it at the end of life, and you put it in a landfill. So what we're trying to do is making sure that end of life means how do we capture that back? How do we bring it back into the supply chain and bring it and put it back into a shell mm-hmm. to reuse a product? Mm-hmm. So what we've done is we built a technology called Sustain. Mm-hmm. And easy way to describe it is we're like the Fitbit for the waste and recycling industry. Okay. And so what that does, we put all these devices mm-hmm. that go and measure everything so we know what it produced, what time it produced, who produced it, what product it was produced, and now companies, major brand owners can actually say, we're actually capturing this. Mm-hmm. That all goes to our cloud system, and we use data analytics to drive lower waste cost and see what's going in the landfill sure. and all the compactors, and then how we monetize it. How do we bring it out, make money from it?
Yes.
And then what we created after that is we built a plant mm-hmm. where we take all the plastic flexible packaging, which is the most, it's the plastic that nobody wants right now, but it's the highest growing yeah. and with the lowest recycling rate. So we built the plant where we process it.
Yes.
We go to the highest application, mm-hmm. back to film, back to packaging. Mm-hmm. So instead of going for plastic lumber or going to, park benches, mm-hmm. we're actually going to make sure that it's in the products that we all consume. Okay. So all the packaging that we put out there, yeah. now you're going to see all the major brands utilizing their own material back into the packaging, back into the shelves, yes. and that circular economy, continue to always use it.
Yeah, well, that's a new term for me. I certainly did not know what that was, so I'm glad you've educated our viewers as well. And very important, as you mentioned, that they can certainly be able to say that are themselves monitoring, keeping up with, and you're not guessing, and it's a third party such as yours coming
right.
in, giving this data, these analytics, correct?
Correct. See, back in the old days, or now, is how do you actually know when you have 4,000 locations,
right.
who's managing the waste?
Right.
Who's letting you know what the recyclables are? So now with our system, it's all automated. So now we're building their brain yes. behind a store.
Right.
And that all of that will come into one center. They have one dashboard. And then it also tells our analytic people what to do, what to look for.
Yes.
And we call our optimization team. They go in mm-hmm. and optimize that operation.
Right.
And then we make products, go through the whole testing. And now what you're going to see, people, if you look at Coke bottles, mm-hmm. they're always clear, correct?
Mm-hmm.
And even though it has recycled content, you wouldn't know because it's so clear. So what brand owners are figuring out, we want to tell the consumer that there is recycled content in it. And you're going to start seeing things that are a little bit more granular,
okay.
a little bit more with color, and let you know that it's made with recycled content.
Got it. So let's go back to your company and this latest one, right, with the circular economy, correct?
Correct.
And how you're making some very, very significant changes, but not just here in the Houston area, but across the globe.
Correct.
What was your first venture outside of the United States?
Well, we're in 13 countries now.
Okay.
Our first venture was Mexico.
Okay.
And the reason we picked Mexico was one is per capita is the largest consumption drinkers in the world. So
wow.
it's big.
Mm-hmm.
And second of all is the easiest way of recycling. We used to say digital optical sorter. So digital optical sorter, we used to use manpower back then instead of actually using now what we use is all
yeah.
Equipment and,
yes.
and technology to drive it. But that was our biggest venture. We started in Mexico. We still have about 700 employees down there. And it's a big operation for us.
Mm-hmm. And so from a global perspective, when you look at the environment, there seems to be more and more pressure on corporations to
Correct.
Do something about this. You've come in, you've found a solution, but I go back to where is your mind as you're walking around? It feels like it's just a natural part of your DNA to
yes.
think of and look for opportunities and go back and huddle with very smart people on your team and research and development. But is that about right?
Yeah, it really the key thing is always trying to find the solution. So
yes.
we call our everybody a customer. We don't call them customers. We call them environmental partners.
Okay.
And we don't call it trash. We call it finding your hidden green assets.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you look at something that has value and you mm-hmm. call it trash,
mm-hmm.
that's a problem, right? So we are always finding a way to make it, to challenge ourselves, our staff, and finding a way to get better. So we did it with PT bottles, now we're doing flexible packaging. We manage everything from the back of a store.
Mm-hmm.
So at the end of the day, most companies and most people look at as packaging it's trash once you don't
right,
use
right.
it. And for us is we realize there's so much value there.
Yes, and you figured that out. Now, something that really impresses me, and I think it's really important for folks who are out there, perhaps either already are entrepreneurs or want to be about you, is that you have this just insight on continuing ed and that you've never reached a level of, I don't need to hear from others. Talk to them a little bit about some of the continuing ed and leadership classes and training you've put yourself about.
Well, you know, one thing that we all know is when you start to, when you stop learning, so all you can tell is what you've known up to that point. So what I do every year, I go either one class a year, and it's continuing education. It's all about continuing to learn what's out there. So I usually do, I go to Harvard and for one, and then I go to Singularity University.
Okay.
And that is a Silicon Valley technology. So it's really far out there. And what's going to be going on in the future and all the new technology that's going on.
Yes.
And then you have to figure out how to capitalize that.
So, right. Like, what does this mean to my particular business?
So one is all case study driven.
Yes.
And it's all about case studies and bring in what is the best processes, why companies do such a thing, why this one worked, why didn't it work. And then Singularity University is more about every technology that's out there. Mm-hmm. And probably 90% are going to fail. But what are they trying to do and how are you pushing yourself into boundaries? And as an entrepreneur, if the answer is no and you assume no, you'll never get there.
Right. You have to always assume yes.
You always have to say, yes, I can. And how am I going to do it? And my saying is always find a way.
Yes.
Find a way.
You know, my saying is sometimes no just means not now.
That's right.
And so we need to keep that, you know, always in mind as you're an entrepreneur. It's not easy. It's a lot of persistence. It's a lot of hard work.
Right.
And I know you put in a lot of hours. You're traveling. You're keeping up with folks. What keeps you motivated to stay on top of all this? Because at this stage of your career, you could just say, you know what, I'm doing okay. But you always are trying to hit that next level. What is that about?
You know, it's amazing you say that. One, I love what I do.
Mm-hmm.
I think that you have to be passionate. And I love in figuring out what we can do better for next generations to come.
Mm-hmm.
I love everything we do as a company. I love the people that I work with. My colleagues are amazing.
Mm-hmm.
My founding partner, you know, was on the team that built the first 3D printer in the world. And
yes.
I love being around really smart people. And just that drive of finding a better way to do things, that's what I want to do. I mean, I can only play so much golf, you know.
Yeah.
I like creating.
Good, good. And on that note, I know you've got children, and we like to ask all of our Houston legends, in terms of where you are today and where you'd like to be, if you could, tell us what you'd hope that your legend will be for your children and your family.
Oh, that's great. For me, all I want to do is I want my kids to be happy in life.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny. I think, you know, when you go through this life, which is the struggles we all we're going to face, happiness is the chase, right? And hopefully you do something good with it.
Mm-hmm.
If you're happy with yourself and you find a way to do something, give back.
Mm-hmm.
And giving back doesn't mean charity things. It means giving back to your society, to your environment. Whatever you're going to do, just have fun, be happy,
mm-hmm.
and be productive,
yeah.
Right? And productive is, they don't need to be the next CEO of Apple. Yeah. I just want them to be happy in what things they do and be a good person. And that's really what I want from them.
On behalf of our board of directors and our staff, thanks for joining us. I'm Dr. Laura Murillo.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
Make money from your podcast with the Odyssey Creator Lab. You create the show, we bring the advertisers. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com.